Rob Parr,
Central Avenue.
We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The Homemade Broadcast. It is episode 510. This is a live stream on Wednesdays if you are joining us. If not, these are now available on Sunday nights on YouTube at midnight. That goes along with the podcasts on Spotify, iTunes, whatever. So it's always an incentive to get you to come here. We appreciate you doing that. Joining me is the one, the only, Anna Hummel. And she's got her mic off again. This one's going. There we go. I got
there
you.
There we go. I mean, I'm not clicking it off, so I don't know what's going on. But
It's just one of those days.
It's glitching. That's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome, Anna. How are you?
I'm doing great, dude. It's the weekend for me now.
What?
Yeah, I went from the most stressful week of my life to I'm on vacay. I was on vacay at 10 a.m. this morning.
Holy moly.
I know. So
what are you going to do with your time?
What am I going to do with my time? Jiu-jitsu. I'm actually going back to the office, to the station tomorrow to record some ancillary shows for the time that we have off. So not completely off, but I don't have to wake up at 5 a.m. And to me, that's a win.
That is a win. So. That is a win for sure. I'm trying to balance this delicate balance of trying to work two day jobs at once, try to keep up with this podcasting / barely radio, just holding on to the strings of a radio career on Saturday mornings. And trying to get everything done, getting around in this city. I think anywhere in Pinellas County, Hillsborough County, Tampa Bay in general takes 1 hour if you're going to travel anywhere, even if it's a couple miles down the road. It's still about an hour round trip if you're here and back.
Round trip. Yeah. Yeah.
It's insane. I have to go down to St. Pete to get the mail for some reason. I can't convince them to just send it to my house. But they want to, I get it. It's probably a security issue, whatever. There's money involved and stuff, but I'm like, it would just be so much easier if I could just walk out to my mailbox, grab these things that I need and then process them at my leisure instead of having to rush down to St. Petersburg from Pinellas Park, which doesn't seem like.
Dude, it's not close.
It's not
we were
close.
To your place a couple, not last weekend, but the weekend prior. And we're like, oh, yeah, you know, Will's right downtown. No, you're not. Mm-hmm. It was still quite a trek to get down to downtown St. Petersburg. So
it boggles my mind because I looked at it. I'm like, this is less than 10 miles. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, it takes me 1 hour at best. So I left the house at 5:30 and I had to do some errands. I had to stop and drop off a shirt. That was too small for me. I can't wear an extra large anymore. So I'm wearing double X now. So I had to drop.
How does that feel?
It doesn't feel good. It does not feel good. But I also just kind of accepted defeat too. So, I mean, whatever, this is my new life. So I'm a double X guy.
Body positivity of you.
Exactly. I'm a double X man. That's right. And 3X is right around the corner, baby.
You can't have me at my worst. You can't have me at my best.
That's right. That's right. So XXX is right around the corner. I'm looking forward to that, too. You can just recycle clothes and get new clothes every 6 months or so as I start to balloon up and get bigger and bigger and bigger. So that's fun. That'll be nice. That's a positive way to kind of look at it. A new wardrobe every 6 months or so. So I had to return a shirt. And everything closes at six is the latest. Okay. That's as late as it gets since COVID too. Doctors have always been like that. It's I have medical insurance now, Anna, which is great. I think that's awesome.
By proxy or did you purchase it for yourself?
I purchased it through the company that I'm working for now.
Oh,
So I have health insurance, but I can't use it because I have to work. Because they have doctor's hours, which is regular office hours, which is about 9 to 5.
Well, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
And I work.
You don't go to like urgent care if you were to.
Yeah. I work, you know, pretty much 9 to 5 is pretty much my schedule. And unfortunately, they're not really open on weekends. So I can't even go on a weekend, really. Now, could you use, you know, some sort of PTO or something? Probably, but I don't have that yet. So I'm kind of stuck. Like, you get this coverage on day one, but you can't use it for 6 months because you have to be at work.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how they get you there. But you're paying for it. You start paying for it, you know, on day one. So that's good. That's
doesn't
good.
Mean you can use it.
That's right. They give you a nice little cushion for you to kind of catch up and pay into it a little bit before you start using it. So, I mean, yeah, anywhere is an hour. I left a house at 5:30 from Pinellas Park and I got back at 6:50. I walked into, ran up here, started this stream, and then my camera wouldn't work. Your microphone's not on. It was just one of those things that happened. So
it's okay. We're here. We made it relatively on time. So
yeah, I like. How do you feel about your background?
You don't like it?
It's not that I don't like it. It's just, you know, you're in a, I don't know, like a Silence of the Lambs den or something.
Well, those are our snacks.
You're in your kitchen.
Snacks.
Okay.
Yeah, we're in the kitchen dining room area. Okay. But we have a cabinet full of snacks, none of which I can really eat anymore because I found out, I told you about last week how everything I've been eating has collagen and gelatin.
Mm-hmm.
So all those snacks I got, I can't eat anymore now that I know. But yeah, I mean, I guess there's some, I can't really say that. I got a new ghee. Pretty cool. But yeah, should I do something like yours? Do you want me to be on the moon or something?
Well, I was thinking about that cause I miss my sign, my very large sign that I used to have behind me.
It was a good look.
Yeah, it was a real, it was real. Like it wasn't a digital background. I hate the virtual backgrounds usually, but I was thinking, I don't know. I just, nothing against, you know, where I'm at now. There's just no branding. There's nothing in there. So I kind of just put up this, I found this background to kind of put back there, but it looks so bad because I don't have a green screen.
Yeah. It looks a little choppy.
Yeah. But you gotta have it keyed up.
Yeah. But I appreciate the effort. Like what you're trying to go for better, I guess, than what I have here. This is just real life.
It's not real life.
It's not the prettiest. Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, are you open to showing that much of your life? Like, I don't really even want to show my office area.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like my address or anything, just like the inside of one of the rooms. It's not all that interesting.
Yeah.
Which was, we have this thing that can you see it?
Kind of.
Can you see that baby's face?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, Chris bought some Halloween decorations and we just put it up randomly, like when we first moved in. He's like, oh, I was like, oh, that's creepy. And then we forgot it was there. And so we've just been living, we call it our daughter. You can see her face. It's like a ghost.
It's kind of like a bachelor pad. You kind of have a bachelor pad kind of set up.
Kind of. Yeah, there's not a lot of themes to our decor, which is fine.
See,
you know?
You're female, and you don't really have that instinct to like decorate a nest.
I don't. It's unfortunate because I feel like every man I've ever dated, when they ask me for that, you know, female advice about fashion or clothing, I go, dude, I'm just a boy. Like, I don't know what to tell you. I'm like, I don't even know if those two colors match. I'm going to have to phone a friend and then I'll take a picture and send it to them because I don't really know. I have no knack for anything really creative in the home. In interior design, just right over my head, no clue. I tried to design my last apartment with like Chinese trinkets that were left over from my Chinese refugee roommates, and my last roommate Rachel was like, no, that's not decorating, those are it's just a mess. And
she's woke, and you were stealing their culture, she didn't like that.
Yeah, I'm just like, well, why don't we just put the little teacups here? She's like, how would they go in the cabinet where no one can see them? I'm like, also a great spot for them. That works too. So
you have a bachelor pet. Your like decoration is, a couple of dudes with their first apartment is your decor.
Yeah. I mean, we got a house, but yeah. I found out where our artwork was that was in Chris's last place. It's been hiding in his closet over here this whole time. So we have like no art on the wall. We got a compass, actually, a little compass thing.
Let me ask you the artwork. You bring up artwork. So I'm curious what kind of artwork you're talking about. Like, what could you give me an example? Is it like a Scarface poster or like Tampa Bay Buccaneers pendants?
It's actually a painting on a canvas.
Okay. All right.
Think it was something that was gifted to us or to him.
Yep.
I don't think it's very good.
Okay.
I don't think it's very good of what I recall. I know that there are people listening who may know where some of this artwork comes from, and I don't want to put anybody on blast. It's a lot of like abstract kind of stuff.
Okay. That somebody painted that like, you know, and it was gifted to you, or is it like an actual print from an artist or?
No. I think it was gifted to us. It was a gift made by someone we know, an artist. An artist that we know, you know.
Okay. So, I'd love to see it. You don't have it? You can't get access to it?
I could try.
Okay. I can wait. That's all right. I'll read some comments here while you're away. You can leave comments, by the way, here in the chats. Thank you for doing that, Joe. Joe's he's on it, boy. Javier says, why couldn't it be Johnny B. Show Will Koontz made? Hold on, Javier. I love you, but you type like a D head. Why couldn't it be the Johnny B. Show with Will? My name spelled wrong. That's okay. Switch. Be made like the Drew Garabo. He spelled Drew's name right. With John Senen. Okay. It's Senning, Javier. Thank you. You'd have to ask Johnny B. about that. That was his deal. Lots of Joe here.
So this is perfect. Maybe we can put this on the wall. It looks like it's like kind of a Valentine's Day theme, like love, red, pinks, white. So let me pull this guy out for you.
Okay. I'm looking forward to seeing it. I'm going to judge it very harshly. Okay. Wow. That is good. That's good. Now that is art right there. Who the hell painted that? Did you get it from a mental institution for the criminally insane? Who painted that?
You don't like it? It's like a very Valentine's Day, February themed. You don't like it?
I got to be honest. I feel like this is one of your friends. And no disrespect, but that stinks. That is not good. That's bad art right there.
Yeah, so we haven't really decorated the place. We got a few of those in the back there. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Who did that?
We're not all like your lovely girlfriend when I walked in and I'm like, whoa.
Oh, it's insane.
This place looks like it fits together quite well.
It kind of relieves me a little bit, but because I don't have to do anything to like decorate or anything. It's like already done. But also it's just like more stuff. I'm like, can we like not have so much stuff? Like, could we like, you know, like, do we need more plants? I don't think we need any more plants. She's like, I got you.
Yeah, a lot of plants. I like it. It's very, I felt like I was in a plant nursery. Felt like I was in, the home and garden section of Home Depot.
It's so many. And there's more keeps getting, like, she's like, hey, check it out. Put this in the bathroom. I'm like, oh, good. I'd like that counter space, but that's okay. We'll do a plant there, another plant. That's fine. I mean, I don't have that much. I'm taking this as a exercise and downsizing my life even more. I lived in a little box. I forgot to do the video. I wanted to do the video like HMB Radio Cribs and then like go through my apartment and show people how I was living in the bachelor pad, you know, but I just ran out of time. I didn't get a chance to do it. So sorry about that. I know two people were curious.
Would it lasted like 4 minutes tops?
Oh yeah. Yeah. It would have been a really quick tour.
Step to the left here and show you the rest of the house.
That place was like an entryway, which was the living room, but it was just kind of an entryway. And I had my little,
how many square feet was it?
I can't remember, but I don't think it was much more than like, I think it was like 350, 400. Yeah,
I was
going to
say four tops.
Yeah, four tops. I mean, it was so small. And the bedroom was big and had a decent sized kitchen for one person, but that was it. It was like a bathroom, a bedroom, and a kitchen, and then an entryway.
It was pretty, like, it was new and nice on the inside. The only thing that scared me is that it just didn't seem very secure.
Oh, it wasn't.
Yeah, it didn't give me secure vibes at all. I feel like any drunk homeless person could have just, rocked through the window and just crawled right into bed with you.
I would just leave the windows, like, not open, but unlocked, because I was like, these are just single pane. Like, there's no point. There's no point. In fact, I guess maybe I would rather them break the window if they have to crawl in, because it's not like you're going to be in a sound slumber. You know, if something went down in there, it's so tiny that I could just react quickly.
Right.
You know, and then just start blasting, start shooting immediately. Mm-hmm. That was the plan. And then, and sleeping in the nude too, to kind of scare the intruder with a chubby naked man.
Yeah, that's a good tactic.
That's screaming and then just blasting. That would have been in more ways than one. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Both screaming on both ends, on both sides.
That's right. And the backside, too. It'd be farting because of the nerves. I'd just start farting. And
That's happened to me before, for real. For real.
It's a thing.
Honestly,
a
thing. I have a vivid memory of John Brennan calling me when I made the tweet that got me fired.
Yeah.
And I was talking to him. It was during Johnny's show, during a break. He's like, you need to call me. I called him and he's just like, what are you thinking? Like, what's wrong with you? And dude, I'm not kidding. I could not stop farting. Like, I was just like having panic farts. That's never happened to you before. Your stomach just goes in knots and it was bad. It was real bad. So.
It's just like this. Hold on. Let me pull it up here. Share screen. See, I got to be quicker on the draw with this stuff, but it's just this. And then can you see that?
Yeah.
I wonder if it will play through here. And it's just like, just farts from your little tiny.
Yeah. Yep.
It doesn't even make like the cheeks don't flap. It's just like there's no vibration of the cheeks.
Thumping noises. Yeah, that's what it was like for real.
That's terrible. I'm so sorry about that. Yeah, it is real. It is a real thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I got to figure out something with the green screen. Have you ever done the Facebook Marketplace deal? You ever do that?
No.
Okay.
No, I am cheap and I'm always down for a good deal. I don't like meeting up with strangers to buy stuff.
Yeah.
That's just not my jam. So.
I don't like that either. But there is, like, you can't find good deals on there sometimes. And you can sell stuff, which is good too. I've sold a few things on there. It's always a little scary. There was one, I tell you, like, and the thing about Marketplace too is that people, you know, you're obviously going to get lowballed. So you have to pretty much, whatever you want for something, you kind of have to like double your price, you know, but you also have to be realistic too, because people are coming there for a deal. You're selling something to get rid of something. So you kind of got to meet in the middle with this stuff. Like a good deal is when both people end up disappointed.
Yes.
You know, and what they have and what they're looking at here. And, I always hate the people who go real low. Obviously, when you're selling something, you're like, I want $50 for this. And they go, I'll give you, $8 or something.
You're like, dude,
no.
I bought it for $500. Come on.
But I tell you what's even worse is the people who are selling something for what it costs. And they're like, it's brand new. You go, no, it's not. You owned it. Well, I only used it once. Okay, first of all, you're lying, number one. You're clearly lying. You used it more than once. But number two, so I have to go buy this thing for the same price you bought it for and then go pick it up. Like, have you ever heard of Amazon.com? You can buy something for what it costs and then they drop it off to your house. And you don't have to meet up with the driver or anything. Like, they just leave it there. They take a picture. You get an email. Bing. And then you can, go out to your porch and bring it inside. What are you talking? So I did that with this guy. Because I was looking how bad this thing looks, it looks choppy and stuff. So I go, I need to get a green screen or something so I can, key this thing up a little bit. And I found one. It's like a, it rolls up and kind of goes back down. And then
is that a knife? You
just store it. Yeah, sorry. I was just kind of waving around a knife. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
I just have it here handy. and
where's Julia?
She's not here right now. She can't come to the computer. He's got $125 on this thing, which I'm like, maybe that's a good deal. Let me look. They're $130.
Oh my God.
So I go, you know what? I'm going to be the guy that I hate. I really lowballed them. I didn't, because I don't know what the price is, but I would say like selling it for half price is pretty standard.
I think so.
Like 50% off. Okay. You get something slightly used and it's 50% off. So I sent him a message. I go, hi, Joe, I'll offer you $50 for that thing if you're interested. And he sent me a message back and said, thank you very much for the offer, but I cannot go that low. It's brand new. And I just didn't respond. So I'm thinking about sending him a message now and go, I'll give you $25, because I saw he just lowered the price to $85. And I'm thinking about sending him a message. I'll take it for $25 and I'll come pick it up. It's going to take me an hour round trip. We've already discussed this.
Yes.
So I'm going to be using gas and stuff. Gas isn't cheap. Hey, just interrupting real quick for an ad for HMB Radio. I know you're listening to HMB Radio, but wherever you're listening to HMB Radio, please click the upvote button. Give it 5 stars, Spotify, iTunes, whatever. This helps us with the algorithm, helps grow the show, and we really couldn't do it without you. WillsYouTube.com if you're listening on podcast. Join us. It's fun. Let's get back to the show. Should I do it? I'm going to do it right now.
I think you should. I don't think you have anything to lose. He lowered the price, so he's come to the understanding is he's not going to get the $125.
Dealing with, people is awful. I mean, truly awful. I bought this, so there's this, I'm hesitant to say illegal, but there's trading group. There's Facebook groups where you can buy goods. You're not supposed to do that. It's frowned upon. Facebook doesn't like it, but they clearly allow it to happen because it's happening. Like, I'm part of many groups that involve the sale and trading and buying, selling, trading of alcohol. Obviously, that is something that the ATF frowns upon. They don't really like, and I don't even know if this goes on, but it's slightly hinted at. So I made a purchase, it's kind of dangerous because you're having to trust somebody, like a stranger, because they put this thing up for sale and then you go, okay, how are you paying? Right?
Yeah.
And you go, oh, well, I got PayPal, I got Venmo, I have a few other services that you can send money directly to somebody.
Right.
They go, okay, well, send this money and then I'll ship out your product. And you kind of got to trust that they're actually going to ship the product out. I mean, people get taken all the time. It's pretty common. And some of these things are not cheap. I mean, they're hundreds of dollars. Some of these bottles and or goods, whatever you're buying. So I got one and it was some dude and I bought a 6-pack of something and he shipped it. And then it started to get like, I'm just afraid I'm going to get scammed every time
you
I buy something.
Will, but that's okay. I mean, it's money that you can stand to lose, obviously, right?
No, no, I need the product. If I spend the money, I don't have any money to lose. Absolutely not.
Right.
So you just want the product.
I understand. But you're taking that risk and knowingly. So I feel
risk.
These aren't essential items, perhaps.
That's true.
Yeah.
But so this guy sends out, allegedly sends this product out. He's got a shipping label. He sends me a picture. That doesn't necessarily mean anything because there's so many scams that are involved with these things.
Sure.
Yeah, you can make a fake label. You can do lots of things. And then I get a notification that there's been an incident and the product is damaged And I'm like, so what does that mean? And my immediate thought is that he just sent a broken product, a broken glass bottle, let's say. And then UPS is under the impression that it was broken during shipment. And then you go, hey, what's up with that? And then they go, bye-bye. And then they just delete your message and then keep your money. But this guy was like, I don't know what's happening. He's like, I can either refund your money or I can send you a replacement. And I said, well, he's still there. Like, he's still talking. Like, could this be a long con, like a long play in the long game here where then he asks for more money or something, like, you know,
I mean, you gotta respect the hustle, right? If that's what they're up to.
Like, does he need money for, like, I'll split the shipping with you and I'll send you a new product or something. You know what I mean? Like, I was kind of expecting one of those things.
One of those Nigerian scams where, you know, those people got nothing but time, man.
I know.
I do. Do you remember Largo?
Bob Largo? Yeah. Well, let me finish this story first. Then we'll talk about Largo, because I feel like that would be a good way to end this podcast. Yeah. So the guy goes, well, I can either refund your money or send you another stash. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll take the bottles. Not knowing the next day UPS was going to knock at the door, they delivered the broken shipment. Now, if you're shipping, let's say, glass bottles with liquid, how would you go about doing that?
Carefully.
Maybe you put some protection around the bottles.
Fragile. You need to be careful with that sort of merchandise.
Merchandise. That's right.
Contraband.
Well, you would think, like, okay, maybe I'll wrap it in plastic wrap, or they even have these like packages that it's like an inflatable that you can put the bottle in and close it up. So it's got this air boundary around it. And then you brought up packing peanuts. Of course, old, reliable packing peanuts.
Yes.
This is how I got this package. I opened it up. It was three loose bottles. Four, actually. Now, the shipment was supposed to be six. This was four small-ish bottles of the product. One broken. Three somehow intact. I cannot believe that these three made
broken. I mean, like, broken, like, was the liquid leaking or
it evaporated because it's alcohol, so it evaporated from inside. But this is how it was packed. It was one tiny sheet, like the thinnest foam, pretty much non-existent foam, like wrapping over the top. And then they were put inside of a garbage bag. And then they were just put inside a box. So they're clanging up against each other. There's no packing peanuts to stop the movement of the bottles, to stop to fill that empty space. So and it didn't have fragile on a box or nothing. Like, UPS, we see what the airlines are doing. They're not screwing the wings on the plane anymore. They've stopped. Like, can you imagine what a UPS delivery truck is like? Like, forget it. Oh my God, just throwing it around.
Strong man competition. Yep.
Cannot believe that three of those bottles made it with how they were packed. But they did somehow. So
God's on your side.
So he sent a replacement, and then there's another box down there waiting for me right now, and that's the replacement. There might be a bomb in there because I tore the guy a new a-hole. I was like, what are you doing? Like, dude, you gotta put packing peanuts.
Protective gear in there.
This is insane. Absolutely insane. So the guy wants me to make a video of me opening the package because he doesn't believe me that one broke.
Can you make it kind of sexual and like in a disturbing way?
I'm
gonna
do it with my shirt off. I'm just gonna do it with my shirt off. I have my gut hanging out and man boobs just pointing. I'm gonna put ice cubes on my nipples and make them nice and like really eccentric, you know, like really out there. And then be like, okay, here I go. I'm gonna open them up. I'm gonna do that when I get downstairs. I'm not
Please
making
do.
It, but it's just like, I will say this one at least felt like it had some like paper or something, wrap paper. Like this box felt like you could push down on it and you weren't going to push in, You know, like there was something up against the box.
Pushing back, right.
So I'm feeling a little better about it. And at least I got the, you know, at least I got the product. So it wasn't what I thought, though. It's like little bottles of these, this product. I wanted the regular size bottles. And I paid a few.
How much you spent on this, or is that a rude question?
No, you can ask. I spent $200 on six bottles.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm doing the math. He said 200 on six bottles.
Yeah. It's like $35 a bottle.
Yeah. 35. Yep.
Which is pretty good for this particular. I was just like, I'll never have to buy this whiskey ever again. I'll have more than enough. My dad likes this whiskey.
You met you? You go through a lot of this.
Well,
stuff.
In fact, I don't even really drink it. I just want to have some. Like, I wanted to give it as gifts and stuff because it's a decent bottle.
It's yourself.
It's just Weller Green. I don't even like Weller Green Label anymore because it's only 90 proof. I need the heavy duty stuff. I can't drink. I need like the 120, 130 proof boys now. I can't even deal with that 90 proof jargon, that junk. But I'm on the wagon, Anna. I have not drank all week since Sunday.
Good. So. Oh my God. You know, I've been watching a lot. You know me, I will like all that. I don't even know if I can say this, probably not. All that lame, like health stuff, you know. And yeah. I came across a video just talking about like how detrimental alcohol is to your body in the long term. And I thought of you the whole time, Will, and I wanted to send it to you, but I was thinking about how it would come on the receiving end. And I was like, I would hate to receive that video from me.
Yeah.
So I didn't send it, but you were on my mind as I was watching it. So
yeah.
I'm glad to hear that you took a week off drinking.
Well, it's not a week right now. It's only 2 days.
Oh,
I thought
it was from last Wednesday. I forgot there was a weekend and then we have the Super Bowl and you can't be sober for that.
No,
so
definitely not. Definitely not. And my face, I don't know why my face is that red. It's really not that red in person, Joe, but I look bruised. I look like my head.
You don't look good. You don't look good. You look like you overdosed on niacin or something.
My head looks like it's looking flushed. Vodka cranberry. That's what my head looks like.
You have the Asian glow, and you're not Asian.
Well, I have this light, but it's kind of doing me more harm than good. Hold on.
Oh, he disappeared. Reappeared. Ooh.
Is that
better?
That's
a bit warmer. Yeah, it's not so hot on your face.
I wonder
now
if
you
I
just
tone
look
it
like
down.
You're, I don't know, like a Dungeons & Dragons kid with the... I can see the reflection in your glasses.
Yeah. Yeah. I need to get some
you
of that.
Kind of got the Jeffrey Dahmer kind of vibe with the glasses a little.
Yeah. I don't hate it.
It's a vibe. It's kind of like a mysterious, cryptic vibe.
Thank you.
You know?
You know what? Look. Can I bring up something else too that I don't think we talked about? Were you here? Did you come over last week or the weekend before?
The weekend prior.
So you always give me crap. Because I never noticed your haircuts. You didn't notice that I got a haircut.
Were you wearing like a bandana?
Uh-oh, my light just went off.
Or a hat?
No. And in fact, I even said to you, when you came in the house, my girl goes, Anna, I love your hair. And you went, oh, thanks. It was better a few days ago. And I go, yeah, I just got a haircut too. And I guess I didn't say it loud enough, or you totally ignored it and blacked it out. I thought you might have been doing it on purpose.
No, because, I didn't hear you say that.
Because I always mix up your. I never really notice. Although I do notice, I would say 20% of the time, one out of five times, I notice.
I've only cut my hair like three times since you've met me, so I've yet
still
to experience the 1/5.
Well, I'll get there next time. I'm definitely going to nail it, guaranteed, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if you, yeah, I don't really have, and you can't tell because of the choppy background, but I chopped my hair off. It wasn't super long, but it was, you know, it was getting there.
Can I tell you about a fun conversation I had with someone close to me that I swore to them I wouldn't talk about, but I kind of want to talk about it anyways.
Yes, please.
Oh my God. So I have a contact just to protect the identity of this person, and they subscribe heavily to the left side of the aisle. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They get upset when I make jokes about certain things. But what I realize is oftentimes I'm talking to this person in the presence of other people on their end. So they're talking to me and they got like a friend in the background. So whenever I start saying stuff, they get upset. But this person was at their house by themselves. Okay. In a very liberal town, like can't really get more left, and has been there for a long, long time. And I got this person to admit her least favorite race, and it was awesome. It was so awesome. I go, listen, like it was one of those things where it's like, I already know this sort of a thing. You know, I know that you don't love everyone equally. Okay. I know you maybe have an affinity for Asians or this or that. And I go, but what is like your least favorite? Not saying you think they should die, but like your least favorite. And she's like, promise you won't tell anybody I said anything and don't talk about this anywhere on the radio. And I'm like, of course not. And she was like, I can't stand Indian people.
Oh, you spoiled it. Scott, I wanted to know if you could take guesses.
Oh, I'm sorry, Scott. I didn't see you.
Yeah,
you can guess.
Wait, which
last
one?
Name Patel.
Yeah. Wow, really? Why?
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought that, but this person was just like, can't handle it. And I immediately, you know, instead of allowing this person to tell me why, I just start, you know, I'm like, is it the smell? Like, I just start, she's like, no, it's not the smell. But she's like, this is loud. And I'm like, louder than the Hispanics? Like, so it was kind of a fun conversation that we had. Yeah, it was really honest. And I could tell that this person was relieved to like get it out because they suppress. These people suppress. They go, ugh, this annoys me about this. And I go, it's not even about the race. It's really about the culture. You know what I mean?
But they're white, right?
I don't know how that's any better.
They're white, right? I mean, the person who said this is white.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think white people are the only ones that hesitate when you ask them that. Because if you ask an Indian dude, that they'll tell you immediately.
Yeah, they're like
which ones are not which ones are not bananas about.
Yeah,
that's
a
good question to ask because it's facetious. But then if they answer, you're like, oh, good, you answered.
Yes, but it was actually a pretty cunning of this person because initially what they said is, what did she say? She goes something about like. She's like, I don't have a problem with anybody, but I definitely wouldn't have sex with an Indian. Like that was her way of telling me that she was like, ugh, you know what I mean? Without saying like, I don't like them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You got to make it about like, these are just my preferences. I don't have any control over whom I'm attracted to. Mm-hmm. Also, I hate Indians. And I go, cool.
Right. Yeah. Good. Good. Well, cool.
I could be like, I was like, I can tell that you are. So you're relieved to like just get this out. And she's like, yeah.
She's like, you know what else I don't like? She starts going off pretty much naming everybody.
She's just going off on the rants. Yeah. So then what you do when someone kind of discloses something like that to you, you got to give a little, which is easy for me because I'm just like, dude.
Oh, no, you don't.
I don't know what it is about the Hispanics, man, but they're just zero, just never the appropriate volume for music. I don't understand it. It doesn't matter. It's the same thing. California, it's a Dunedin Causeway. I was in the middle of effing Colorado in a lake, the whitest state of the union, just blasting Bad Bunny. Like, why? Why?
You ever get
why
surprised?
Are you like this?
I can tell you this. You know who I don't like? I can tell you this much. You know who I don't like?
Who don't you like?
I dislike everybody equally, and I don't judge people based on skin tone or color or ethnicity. I hate everybody equally and love everybody mostly. And I appreciate Bad Bunny, and I like it loud.
Yeah, right.
I like it loud. I like it. I don't need to hear movies. I don't go to the movies. I don't need to. I like to listen to other people's conversations at movie theaters.
Oh,
that's fun.
Yeah. Well, that's a lie and you know it. It's okay to have favorites. That's a thing that people think, like, if you have like a favorite or least favorite, you're not calling for a Holocaust on these people. You're just like, I could do without. I could do without. And then my sister proceeded to.
Oops. And what's which sister? You only got one. You only got one. Everybody knows now. It's a live stream. We can't go back and edit it out. It's already out there.
Oh, man, she's going to kill me. I'm sorry.
So she's not a big fan of Indians. Big deal.
Listen, it's cool, man. It's cool. She's just not attracted to them sexually. That's all she said.
Which is weird because...
loud. And to be fair, she also called Jews loud. So, which is correct.
Yeah.
Which is intellectually honest. She was fair about it. She was very fair about it. She's like, I can't stand... A few other family members, basically everyone but her, it seems like she has an issue with. So, you know.
Wow. Well, your sister's a bigot. So are you. And I
of the family.
And I am not. So that's good.
Mm.
I think that's good.
Yeah.
We have the good cop. We got the bad cop. And Anna, you're the bad cop.
We sure do. I just, you know what it is like what I realized, Will, is that when a conversation is boring.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to bring a little joy, a little happiness, a little excitement. You got to just kind of you got to inject it yourself if it's not happening organically. So sometimes with people when they're going on and on and on and on about boring stuff, I go, let me ask you this. I'm like, of all the ethnicities, just complete non sequitur, you know, out of all the ethnicities, which do you like the least? And to be honest, Will, it really jazzed up the conversation because it was going nowhere quick. She was talking about the, what did she call it? Thigh dye. She's like, I was in the thigh dye. And I was like, what you keep saying that? I don't know what that means. She's like, thigh dye, financial district. Mm-hmm. I'm not from there. I haven't lived there. I don't know what that is. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. I just thought like everybody knows thigh dye. So, you know, that kind of annoyed me a little bit. She was talking about names of streets and corners. And I'm like, this is so boring. So I'm like, let's just talk about something that I want to talk about. Which is, you don't like Indian people. Likes them the least. You know, and it's not. And then it was really funny because I was asking her a few questions about, you know, I made the comment about the Latino, you know, it's getting loud conversation. And she then goes, well, I got a story for you. And then just basically told me a story, you know, basically telling me that the stereotype is 100% accurate.
That's
and
so
I was like,
good.
This is something we're bonding over. We're really kind of reconciling. We've had a lot of issues in the past and we're moving through it by, you know, being like racist together. And I think that that's helpful.
Yeah, I like that. And Scott's going to go ask his Dominican wife right now. I guarantee you she does not hesitate. It's not going to be like, oh, no, she's going to be like, I don't like boom. Mm-hmm. Bar none, 100%. Hopefully he comes back soon because I do need to go. But I do want to hear the answer here. Let's go over a few. Katrika doesn't like Indian food. Okay. Mm. Okay. Joe does. And I like how Scott assumed that your sister's least favorite was going to be Jews, but you understand.
That was your least favorite.
Least favorite. And she is Jewish.
She is. Yes.
She's the self-hating Jew.
She has a little bit of the pork, but that's okay. Still counts. Still
yeah.
Jew.
Yeah. Will judges by something, actions, and character. That's right. I am the modern day MLK. That is so true. Anna's the best. Agreed. Let's see what else we got.
Oh my God. Let me tell you about the fat pig right now. Mm-hmm. It's the best name in chat because every time that someone says the fat pig, Bubba always thinks that.
Oh, poor man.
He is fat.
Oh man.
He's like, what did you call me? And he's like, no, the fat pig.
Oh, poor guy. That stinks. He needs to get some confidence in himself a little bit, man.
Someone said the fat pig, and he's like, what'd you call me? And he's like, no. There's a guy in chat. His name is the fat pig.
Oh, Lord.
And it makes me laugh every time.
My God. That is good stuff. That is good stuff. Scott, what's up, man? I got to end this thing. I got to go. And I would remind you, too, thank you for those lots of action in the chat today. Thanks so much for that. And we are live on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. here on YouTube. I think Rumble, something happened with Rumble. I don't know. And then Twitter and what's the other one? Facebook, I think. So you can watch there. You can sharing it really helps out. And you can get in touch, by the way, 813-693-2124, text or voicemail. I respond to those. If I have a minute, I get to them and I actually respond back to them. So that's cool. And the homemadebroadcast@gmail.com. If you want to email anything, goods or services, you know, we'll accept that there via email somehow. Still nothing from Scott. I'm trying to stall Scott, but I gotta go. I don't know what to say. Anna, thanks so much. Katrinka wanted to know what you were talking about with Largo. Largo, we're not talking about the city. We're talking about a man, and his name was Largo because he used to clean the CMG building. He was a weird old white dude, skinny, and probably had a 70 IQ, I'm going to say. But he was nice.
And maybe 4 to 6 teeth total.
And 4 to 6 teeth total, yeah. I'm surprised. I thought she would have just jumped on that one. Scott said that she wouldn't tell him. So he was he got scammed with one of these Nigerian romance scams. And he sent a bunch of money, and I finally talked to him. I go, dude, this is a scam. Because he would tell me about it. Initially, I didn't care. It was just some like beautiful Russian model.
It was like Danielle or Natalie. Yeah, he's like, this is my girlfriend, and shows us. And Will like says, and it makes me laugh every time. He's like, it was the most beautiful woman in the world.
Yeah. And I'm like, dude, I mean, like, you've seen yourself in the mirror. You know what you look like. You know what your life is like. Like, what scenario? But you just don't think about that. He's dumb. He's low IQ. He's a night, you know, nothing against night janitors or anything. But, like, this was the, he fit the mold, you know. I know that there's Goodwill Hunting out there who can write and finish the equation. Yeah.
He was a night janitor and not an immigrant. Okay. So
this is the racist episode.
No. I'm not saying that. It's just
it's stereotypical
when you come to the country with nothing.
You have to
do certain things to get by. And that's admirable.
Right.
But when you've been here in this country and your family's been in this country since, I don't know, for the last 300 years or so before it was a country, you'd think, you know, you'd get it together, but he hadn't. Didn't we find him asleep out front?
No, he
drunk.
So I finally talked to him and I said, you're getting scammed. Stop sending Western Unions. This person's not real. And he said, you're right. Okay. And then the next day he was back to sending money. And I let go at that point. I go, Godspeed, you know, and this man has nothing. It's a damn shame, but you know, they're taking advantage of this guy. But I think that he, you know, was probably under the influence of definitely alcohol, if not drugs. And one day Gio came in the morning and found him passed out in the bushes out in the CMG parking lot. And he was at that point terminated. I believe he was did not return.
I miss him.
And he would walk around like, I think he lived in the apartments behind CMG, and he would walk around and like sometimes you'd see him in that Johnny B Show shirt that Johnny gave him.
What did we gift him? You gifted him something.
Johnny gave him a Johnny B Show shirt.
That's right.
And he would wear that and walk around at night after just to see what, I guess, because he was like so programmed to going there. So he would just walk over and be outside the building.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He'd wave to us and stuff.
Yeah. And he would sit outside.
He divulged one night that he, it wasn't accidental. He was like just joshing around and burnt down a movie theater something.
That's right.
Well, was it like someone was mean to him? Was it even like a serious offense to him, or was he just like, I didn't like this one guy, so I burnt down his movie theater?
I think it was just a kid under the influence of alcohol and drugs, and things get out of hand sometimes. And when you have a 70 IQ, you know, especially things get out of hand real quick.
Every idea is a good idea when you got a 70 IQ, you know,
and a fifth of vodka. Yeah, I'll definitely do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was the tale of Largo. That's kind of the quick version. So, but yeah, that was a saga for sure. That went on a long time, provided a lot of content. I hope he's okay now. He's probably still sending money. You think so? He might be. Yeah, it's definitely possible. I wish I knew his real name, not Joe Largo. I know his name was Joe, and we just asked him where he lived, and he just said Largo.
We're like, hey, how's it going? And he was like, Largo. And we're just like,
I feel like
he said Largo, and it was not the answer to the question we had asked him. I think we were like, how's it going? He's like, Largo. We're just like, oh, Jesus.
I think we asked him, and he just said it so weird that he became Bob. It was Bob Largo. Yeah. Bob was his first name. We found out later down the road. So,
yes,
Godspeed, Bob. And, you know, potentially rest in peace to Bob Largo. I wish him well.
I hope he's doing all
right. Wherever he is. Anna, thank you so much. Thank you, everybody. This chat was awesome. Thanks to the fat pig. I'm not talking about your boss. I'm talking about our new friend here. Catch Anna. Not this week. She's got some time off. When are the podcasts coming out? Joe wants to know.
Tara and I's podcast should be out probably Friday at the latest. It'll drop Friday, so we'll get a Flapping Gaps in. We might get a Two Live Jew. It's a show I do with Seth Kushner.
Okay.
Not sure if we're going to be able to record that tomorrow, but we'll see. That's so TBD.
Very good. Very good. You can find me here. That's pretty much it. Our Saturday mornings. If you want to listen to the weekly checkup on the bone over there, that's what I got right now. But I'm here. I'm here. WillsYouTube.com, WillsPodcast.com. I'm doing at least 3 videos a week. I plan on, I had one yesterday. And I'll have one tomorrow. Mondays and Fridays, I got to work. So I'm doing my best. But there's a Substack now as well that I'm going to try to do some content over there with. So go sign up. It's free. hmbradio.substack.com. And, of course, Radio St. Pete and Sunshine 96.7, where we are on downtown St. Pete airwaves like 6 p.m. on Sundays. If you're driving through town, about 30 blocks, you can pick up that station. It's very low frequency, but it is an FM outlet. And we are there, and we thank them, and we love them. And Godspeed, everybody. All right, that's the show. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thank you, Anna Hummel. Thank you out there checking us out. Check out willsyoutube.com. And hmbradio.com, HMB Radio on your favorite podcast app. There's extra content that goes up there that's not available on Radio St. Pete. And if you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. For Anna Hummel, my name's Will Koontz. Talk to you soon. Goodbye.
You have found The Homemade Broadcast on RadioSt.Pete.com.